had the opportunity to see Andrea Salt on Fox News, and I wanted to get her on the program. She is the press secretary for Mitt Romney 2012. Andrea Salt, welcome to the program. How are you?
Hi, good. Thanks for having me.
Well, Mitt Romney's in trouble here in Michigan. What's the battle plan to see that Mitt Romney wins his home state in Tuesday's election?
Look, you know, we're focused on having Governor Romney reach out to as many voters as he can to get his message across that, you know, first off, he's the only candidate that can beat President Obama. He's a conservative businessman that spent his life in the real-world economy. And I think as you've seen with your own governor, Governor Snyder, who endorsed this last week, you know, you've started to have a turnaround in Michigan, but you need a partner in the White House and someone that actually understands what it's like to balance budgets, eliminate waste, and get government out of the way. You know, Governor Romney has started new businesses. He's turned around broken ones. And it's just, it's impossible to imagine how someone like Senator Santorum or Speaker Gingrich, who went to Washington and never left, who are products of Washington, could change anything about it. So we need someone who's never worked a day in Washington to get in there, shake things up, and get this economy back on track.
Andrea, I was watching Fox News this morning, and they were talking about Mitt Romney, and it's thought that tonight's debate, as well as getting out on the campaign trail, people really don't know what Mitt Romney's plan is. It seems like he's been on the attack or been on the defense, but the specifics on how he's going to turn around the economy and to help create jobs, we don't know that stuff. Are we going to start learning that, at least here in the state of Michigan?
Absolutely. And, you know, it is something that he was, talks about on the trail, but I think our press corps gets tired of covering it. But we're going to do a better job of getting that out. And that starts today, actually. Governor Romney has a speech on Friday at the Detroit Economic Club where he's going to expand on his jobs and economy plan to get the country back on track. And before the debate today, we're in Arizona right now for the debate. He's going to tease out some of those issues. So you should stay tuned. There should be more out there, but to give you, you know, a general sense of, you know, what his plan is, he has a 59-point plan to turn the economy around, and it focuses on all different areas. So that includes energy, you know, opening markets for free trade, tax policy, regulatory policy. And so all of this together combined with fiscal policy is a comprehensive plan. So to get more specific on the spending front, you know, Governor Romney is someone who has actually done the hard things on spending. As governor of Massachusetts, he came in with a $3 billion budget shortfall and left office with a $2 billion rainy day fund. And so he understands how to do this. And what he's going to do when he gets to Washington is he's first going to start cutting programs that we don't need. And that includes, first off, getting rid of Obamacare. He's going to issue waivers to all 50 states on his first day in office and then begin the process immediately to overturn Obamacare and, you know, have a new program there. He's also going to block grant Medicaid to the states. That's going to save a lot of money. And then he's going to go in and say, okay, what programs do we have that we don't need? What is worth borrowing money from China to pay for our kids and grandkids to be saddled with this debt? He thinks it's immoral to pass on such debt to future generations. And so he's going to start eliminating programs. He's going to eliminate the, get rid of funds for the National Endowment of the Arts, the National Endowment of the Humanities. And he's going to go PBS. He says PBS is going to need to have more broadcasting. And these are just some examples of what he's going to do. He's going to, you know, be able to consolidate places where, we have multiple departments doing the same task. And this is what he did actually in Massachusetts as well. And then on the energy front, you know, he thinks we need to explore more. We need more drilling. We need to open up ANWR and, you know, drill offshore. He also is going to reduce the corporate income tax rate to 25%. He wants to make sure that we're competitive with other nations. And he's going to crack down on China. China's cheaters. I mean, I saw even this past week a picture of what looked like a total ripoff from cars in Detroit that they're selling over there. So he's going to crack down on China to make sure that we're selling our goods to them and they're not stealing our goods from us.
How are we going to do that when we owe them trillions of dollars?
Exactly, and that's why on day one, Governor Romney is going to declare that China is a currency manipulator, and he's going to start cracking down. And, you know, again, we've got to get our fiscal house in order here so that we're not relying on them.
Andrea, what is the difference between Mitt Romney's health care plan in Massachusetts and Obamacare?
Well, first, there are a lot of differences. First off, Governor Romney has always said that he supports a state-by-state approach to health care. He thinks states should be able to fashion their own health care plans, not have a government one-size-fits-all plan. You know, what works in Michigan, you know, isn't going to work in Massachusetts. What works in Massachusetts isn't going to work in Texas because there are a different number of people uninsured, and it's just a different scenario in each of these states. And so, and the good thing about states is once you have a plan, if you don't like it, it's easy to change. That's not as easy at the federal level. So some other key differences are, you know, Governor Romney didn't slash Medicare. President Obama did. Governor Romney did everything without raising taxes. President Obama raised taxes. And again, you know, in Massachusetts, people have private health insurance. There were, you know, 93% of the people were covered in Massachusetts. So they were only dealing with a 7% amount of the population who didn't have coverage that Romney Care even affected. And so with those people, they have the option of buying a private insurance plan. It's not a government takeover of health care.
All right, Andrea, last question for you. Mitt Romney is a millionaire. He has been seen on many ads here in the state wearing his starched shirts and his jeans. It makes people here in Michigan wonder, how's this guy going to relate to me? How does this guy relate to the middle-class manufacturer-type worker here in the state of Michigan?
I think people in Michigan, you Michiganders, understand more than anyone right now. They have a lot of friends, and they need someone who can get to Washington and be a leader. And Governor Romney has seen the devastation, especially going around the country, that this unemployment under our current president has created on this nation. And he wants to get America back on track. He loves America. And he, as a leader who's done it before, can actually get to Washington, first off, by beating President Obama and help these people that are unemployed. There are nearly 24 million Americans who are unemployed, underemployed, or have just given up. And the best way that he can relate to them and help them is to get them a job. So that's exactly what he's going to do.
Andrea Saul is the press secretary for Mitt Romney 2012. Andrea, you have an open invitation to have Mr. Romney on this program anytime this week or next week. Just give us a call and we'll find time for you. We appreciate your time.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.